Give yourself time on a daily basis to commune with nature, or to be alone with yourself in any quiet setting, perhaps to listen to good music, or to read poetry or literary classics, or to in some way connect with the wonder of life, which is God expressed. You may wish to create a regular reading program, promising yourself to read or listen to no less than 2 books a month. This could then be something that you can say you are doing right now, right here, this moment. If you really want to explore and live the new spirituality, acquaint yourself with its many exterior world expressions. Educate yourself. First, see what those expressions are, and second, see if any of those expressions resonate with your own inner truth or bring you closer to it. Life will open you to what is true inside of you. Therefore, bless life and everything in it. Do not condemn that with which you disagree, nor judge it unworthy. Call it not unseemly, useless, or unholy, for I say again, everything is holy that leads you to your innermost truth, and everything does lead you there. I have said here that on some very near tomorrow, the human race will willingly and eagerly embrace an expanded idea and an enlarged concept of God and of life. That is true. This will happen, and it will have an enormous effect on religion as you now know it.
What will that look like?
When tomorrow's God is embraced, religion will change in several fundamental ways. In the days of the new spirituality, your presently established religions will stop fighting with each other. They will stop quarreling over the fine print. They will stop condemning each other and telling each other's followers that they are going to hell. They will also stop doing something else, and this will be very important.
What's that?
In the days of the new spirituality, your presently established religions will stop imagining themselves to have all the answers. Theologians and teachers from all the faiths will scour their respective doctrines, deliberately looking for contradictions, then delve more deeply into those apparently conflicting truths to see if a larger truth might not be discovered. Often in the folds of contradiction, a great harmony is found. Remember that it was conversations with God that first told you of the divine dichotomy, in which two apparently contradictory truths can exist simultaneously in the same space.
Yes, I do recall that, and that insight has served me well in my own life, whenever I've been confronted by opposing views or apparently conflicting truths about anything. I've learned to see that, as my father used to tell me, son, there are two sides to every story. And I've learned to acknowledge that one doesn't have to be wrong for the other to be right.
Yet while many individual human beings, such as your father, come to understand this well through the process of maturation, religions on your planet have been less able to embrace this wisdom. On the contrary, most of the largest religions have stubbornly refused to abandon their either-or paradigm. This will be one of the dramatic shifts to occur in the future, for your religions will adopt this larger understanding in the days of the new spirituality.
But then they won't stand for anything. Religion will mean nothing if it means everything. Does that make sense?
From your present point of view, it makes perfect sense because you are still standing firm in your black and white world. Yet if it's true that religions mean nothing if they mean everything, then God would have to mean nothing too, since God is everything. Yet if God is this and not that, then something would have to exist that is not God, and such a thing is impossible. Understand this, and you will understand everything you will ever need to know about tomorrow's God. Nothing exists, nor can exist, outside of God. In the days of the new spirituality, many of your presently established religions will stop declaring that something can exist outside of God. They will, in fact, adopt their own doctrines fully, the doctrines of the omnipotence and the omnipresence of God. God is everywhere present, they will say, and now they will mean it.